Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Buckler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined by Sean France, who is the global practice leader for the Performance Development Group. Sean, can you believe it? For nearly 17 years now at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Sean, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Absolutely. Thanks, Paul. And yeah, it is unbelievable for 17 years. And I think I've known you almost that whole time for you and Gaynor. And so thanks for asking the question. So at Performance Development Group, we focus on primarily that. It's closing the knowing-doing gap, right? And so The knowing-doing gap is, as many people know, one of the most studied human psychological phenomenons, that there's a lot of things in this world we know we should do, we just can't figure out how to get them done. So when I think about, you know, individual effectiveness or leadership and coaching, the things that you serve, there's a lot of leaders in today's world that if you ask them if they know they should be coaching, they'll kind of turn red and be like, yes, of course, I know I should be. I just can't figure out how to get it done with the myriad of other things that need to be done as a leader in today's world. And so I always say, you know, those A players, those top 20 percenters of the Pareto principle, they know what to do and figure out how to do it. They just get it done. That's who they are. They don't know any other way. The B players, unfortunately, most of them know what to do. They just can't figure out how to get it done. And so what we do at the Performance Development Group, very similar to what you focus on, is helping people close that gap. And so how do I more effectively, as an individual, do the things I know I should be doing? So for instance, think about doing a really effective planning session with yourself on Friday, looking at it next week and making sure that I got the right things in place at the right time. I'm not double booked. I'm not meeting to meeting all day long and things are slipping through the cracks. Or as a leader, that I'm actually spending the right amount of time coaching my people, not telling them what to do, but coaching them. And so we really focus in on, and I think it goes back to your question, is what are the keys that you know, to us that have become the keys to effectiveness, is it comes down to three things. And so first, it's culture. And it's just the culture of getting better. Like it's what we do, we get better. And so, you know, there's a lot of people that will say, for instance, in sales, that I've got 10 years of experience. And I always say, well, do you have 10 years of experience or do you have 1 year 10 times over? Like, what have you done to consistently get better? And so a culture inside of an organization that adopts a get better attitude, believes in training, believes in development, knows what their people need, and they put it in place in terms of a system. And so it's that culture of getting better, always pushing for more. Secondly, is what I just mentioned, systems, right? You have to be able to, it's amazing to me at times that we spend so much money every single year on training and development and helping our people get better. But in some weird way, it's almost created too much noise. And so how do I filter through the noise to actually get to the thing that I need today? And so we look at that by giving it to systems. And so how do you align all of your disparate systems to deliver what that person needs right now in the moment, in the flow of work? And so first, it's the idea of a culture of get better. Second, it's the systems that make people effective or not. And then third, it comes down to the idea of accountability, right? A players don't need accountability, B players do. That's one of the biggest differences. If leadership can't figure out how to hold people accountable, they'll err in their own ways. And I'll keep saying, man, I know I should be doing that. Thanks for reminding me, Paul. But then I'll just go back to my habits, right? I won't find ways myself to get things done. So leaders need to establish the expectation and then really do a much better job of holding people accountable, because that's what they need. Many people say that's micromanaging. I'd say, no, it's not. It's helping a B player do what they want to do. I want to be better. I'm just so busy on sometimes the wrong things, I can't figure it out. And so I'd say the main three things is that idea of a culture that gets better. the idea of systems that create effectiveness versus disparate systems that sometimes don't even talk to each other, and then accountability where and when it's needed. That's what I'd say is the kind of the three biggest things we focus on.
Sure, that's really clear. That's really helpful. And I just say a big thank you for making the time today. And just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the website for the free events that we often do on a regular basis that you're welcome to attend. Sean, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Absolutely. Well done.
Thank you, Sean. It's so good to see you again.
Good to see you, Paul.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.